This is WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Janet Babin in today for Amy Eddings. Well, the NFL draft kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock at Radio City Music Hall. Now, this has become a major media event over the years, and football fans tune in to see who their favorite team will select as the country's college pro football talent pool. This is a three-day affair with selections that go on until the weekend, but this tonight is the big deal when the college football elite are apparently selected and the headlines are made. So here to explain why we should all be fascinated with what happens tonight at Radio City Music Hall is NPR's Mike Pesca. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Janet.
What is going to be the most exciting thing you think that happens tonight?
Oh, exciting? Tackles, offensive tackles. What's more exciting than an offensive tackle? I mean,
absolutely.
Most football fans, right, they suffer through the long runs and the bombs just to watch those offensive tackles. But the best players in the draft are offensive tackles, and maybe Luke Jokel or Eric Fisher will go 1-2 or 2-1. And they're not exciting. You don't see many highlights of them. In fact, an offensive tackle's name might not even be said during a broadcast unless there's a holding penalty on him. But for the offensive tackles, the quarterbacks aren't going to have time to throw. The running backs aren't going to have holes to rush through. So they really are important. And these two guys are so elite. And there are other guys at their position who are, Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma is an excellent offensive tackle also. They're so good that it's going to be hard for teams to ignore them at the top of the draft.
Now, what team gets to go first tonight and why?
Kansas City Chiefs, because they were the worst. So there is a negative incentive program in the NFL. I mean, there are some wrinkles. For instance, via trades, teams get extra picks. The Jets traded away their excellent cornerback, Darrell Revis, and therefore now they have two picks in the draft. They were sitting at the ninth pick. They'll also pick up the 13th pick. So the Jets will have two chances not to screw up their season.
Is it really possible that this one person or two people who are selected tonight for one of the New York teams could make that big of a difference in the season? It's hard to believe.
Well, for the New York teams, I'm not sure. First of all, this draft is seen as fairly deep, but not at the top, not really excellent. There aren't those franchise quarterbacks. Last year, you had Ryan Luck and you had Robert Griffin III. And these were two players who in most years either would go number one. And they're so good. And they're going to change their franchises for years and years to come. It's not like that this year. But teams do have needs and teams do have holes in their lineup. And if you are like the Giants, if you don't plug that hole, say at linebacker, you're not going to be able to win. So, yeah, the draft is really important. There aren't the headline-generating guys, but there are important players that will help a football team win. And if you blow the pick, it really is a big setback.
All right. Your idea about who will be the number one overall tonight?
Yeah, I think that will – I mean – every year, it seems like there's a consensus, and in the last few hours, either that gets blown up or the team confirms, yes, we'll be taking this guy everyone said we're taking. But it will probably be Luke Jokel, who went to Texas A&M. He's a big tackle. If not him, it could be Eric Fisher. The Chiefs do need a tackle. I think the Jets will pick. A lot of people have them taking a guy named Barkevious Mingo, great name, out of Louisiana State University. But I think they really do need a guard. Jonathan Cooper is a guard they could take. Chance Warmack out of Alabama is a guard they could take. And then the Giants need a linebacker, like I said. The problem is they haven't taken a linebacker since Harry Carson. Giants fans out there, even casual fans, say, wait, didn't Harry Carson play in the mid-80s? Yeah, that's how long it's been. It's been 29 years since they've taken a linebacker. Maybe they'll break that streak and take one tonight.
All right. NPR's Mike Pesca, thank you so much.
You're welcome.